Today, the VCD, the DVD translation of Puja Niruma in Simandhu City in the absence of Puja Deepak Bhai. This is on compassion, on Parikshan 2001. Niruma says there was a 25-year-old man who came to the satsang. And at that time, there were small crowds of about 100 to 150 people. And he was sitting there in the satsang. And the satsang was going on, and he was sitting in the back. Everybody told him to come up to the front. We have a rule that anyone new who comes to the satsang, he should come to the front. He is made to come to the front so that he can face and he can be in direct touch with the Gnani, so that he can ask all his questions directly to the Gnani. So everybody told him, you're coming for the first time, why don't you go in the front? He says, no, I don't want to go. So, and as this was going on, as this Dada Shri saw this, Dada says, send him forward. Dada signaled him to come in the front. So he came and sat in the front of Dada. And then Dada finished his conversation. Dada asked him, Dada first question asked was, have you read any literature of Dada? He says, yes, what have you read? I have read your Afatvani. Afat means that speech that causes problems. Afat, not Apta. Apta means that which can be completely trusted. So he just said, yes, I have read your Afatvani, which is speech that, yeah, Dada Shri says, wow, you're calling my speech problematic. Dada Shri says, I'm not. It's a tape record. He says, no, it is. Which says, my dear brother, what did you find problematic and calamitous in my in this speech that is a tape recorder? And so that was, and after a little talk, he was still disturbed from within. Then he says, I'm leaving now. Dada Shri says, no, he got up. Dada says, no, he got up. No, I gotta go, he says. Dada says, no, you can't go. Dada Shri says, you can go, but I won't let you go like this. I won't let you go without a cup of tea. Says that Dada, then says, the guy says, oh, no, I don't drink tea. Dada says, no, then have some milk. No, I don't want any milk either. Dada says, no. Dada says, simply did not agree with Dada. Dada Shri says, sit down. He says, no, if you go like this, I would not like this. We won't let you go. If you do this, he said, Dada says, if you behave like this, okay, why don't you drink the milk of given with love? If you live without taking anything, all of these people here will insist, hold you back and put some milk in your mouth. He says, here. So by this time the milk came, and he took half the milk and Dada took the other half milk. This is the compassion of the Gnani. This, Dada Shri says, this is how we turn human beings in this path. Otherwise, the Muo, the one who is just trying to die, will mind revenge. And particularly if somebody very dangerous and with a very odd and weird and a very rebellious attitude comes in front of us, we will have to calm him down, because we have to quieten him. We will not let him get any more disturbed than he is. And this is the role of the compassionate one, because without such compassion it is not possible. And so Dada Shri handled each and every human being on a case-by-case basis in this manner. It was his principle that anyone who met me in this life, he should benefit. This was his deep, deep bhavna, a discharging effect of intent, that anyone whom I meet in this world must benefit something from me. This was the bhavana of Nani Purush Tadashri even before he became enlightened in 1958. There was another example, says Deepakbhai. He was a village head. Dadashri had gone to a village head in his one of his satsang tours. Everybody liked it in the family, and because of that, so many other members of the family and on the village, they all came and came to. And then there was a Gaur, a Brahmin priest who marries everybody. Became extremely jealous and envious and an opponent of Dadashri. He says, what does he mean when he said that there is no Father God above? And so he simply could not take it easy. And one day he was all red and angry, and he came in front of Dada. This Brahmin priest called Gaur, G-O-R, in front of Dada, and said, and he was so visibly shaken. In front of all, he said all kinds of things to Dadashri. You're like this, you're like this. You're trying to call yourself this and that. Why don't you go elsewhere? Why do you need to be here in this village, etc.? Openly insulting Dada. Dadashri just listened to him very quietly, like a cool, quiet person, and just kept on observing him. And then that Dada tried his methods to try to cool this man down, and trying to figure out what it was that he needed. But he was simply not in a receptive mode, was not willing to listen to anything Dada would say. And he came to the point, everybody felt he would explode, this man. He was so angry. And this is a talk of a village called Athassara. Next day, so every day everybody said there is a nice famous temple of Yukteswar Mahadev. So Dada, let's go there. So Dada had gone there. Dadashri told this. Dadashri slowly said, oh, why don't you take that Gaur Maharaj, the priest also? Let's take him with us to see the temple. So those people, they all requested Dada that the Gaur Maharaj, that Dadashri wants you to accompany him to that temple, but he simply refused. And then, and the way, as they were going, somebody asked Dadashri, Dada, yesterday this man was so mean and cantankerous and absolutely opposing you and was so insulting. So why do you need to take him with us to the temple? Dadashri says, only the intellectual person would say this, would he not? That why do we want to take him with you? The intellect will. Dadashri told him, my brother, yesterday he was in a very viradana mode. He has opposed the Gnani, he has been so negative about the Gnani, and the poor guy simply does not know that who has borne such a heavy karma, and today he must be suffering because he knows that he has seriously opposed the Gnani. And so today we invited him so that if he is with us on the way to the Yukteswar Mahadev, we can slowly melt him and slowly kind of turn him from within so that he can become, so that he will not fall from grace and he will not suffer a very serious consequence in the coming life. We have no difficulty that he cursed us and that he bothered us and harassed us. We have no problem with that, but we are most concerned that he should not fall from grace, fall from this current situation. So this is our very, very deep intention that he should not suffer from this. And this happened. Yes, truly, in 15 days later, this gentleman, this Gaur Maharaj, who was very belligerent and openly opposing Gnani Purush, slowly turned around. However, this was his karma that had unfolded, where he had to do this in directly to the Gnani Purush. And can you imagine the compassion of the Gnani Purush in this Dadashi? We cannot see such karuna, compassion anywhere in this world, says Niruma. And in a normal, natural way, Dada's compassion flows on everyone. However, extra compassion happens only rarely. There was a young woman. She was married, but she had a very stern mood, and she had a very difficult mood. Her intellect was a little weird and reactive, and she would come up towards Dadashri and then she would fall back, and she would come up and she would fall back, but she would like to be around Dada a lot. However, her intellect would constantly interfere, and intermittently it would make her see something negative about Dada, and then it would make her react in an opposing and a derogatory manner to Dada. And so Dadashri was aware of all of this. One day he applied his extra compassion on her, and he told her that, "But you're doing so much, but you're throwing water over it all. Are you not sweeping a whole bunch of water over it all? Are you letting it making it useless? You are succeeding something, but then you are losing it through your negative efforts. And so whatever grace comes in front of for you, you blow it off." Then she says, she replied, she says, "I don't want the kind of grace which comes and goes away. I don't want that kind of grace. I don't want the grace that once it comes, then it goes away." And Niruma was sitting next to them. Then, so Niruma tried to explain to her, "Okay, what Dada is saying and what she is saying, because there's such a discrepancy." So then she says, "Please explain to me what Krupa is. What is why should grace come and leave? Grace is such that once it comes, it cannot leave," she says. So then Dadashri says, "Yes, it comes and goes. It depends upon you. It's like this." Dadashri says, "First you have to attain our Rajipo, which is you have to please the Gnani. And the only way to please the Gnani is to remain in the five Agnas, or to do something on the path of liberation." And the secondly, he says, "But if you move me around in your luxurious car, or if you bring a chair for me, or you run around for me, and all that external show is not much importance. It is more important for you to remain in the five Agnas, or you unite through your thought, speech, and actions in any project, any work for salvation of the world through this Akram Vignan. This is how you can please Dada, the Gnani Purush," she said. So, but this Rajipo is like, imagine that there are 100 cents to a dollar, and so if you get 1 cent each until you come to 100 cents, then you receive the Rajipo, the pleasure of the Gnani. But if you do something wrong, you will lose what you have, that 100 cents. But if you have accumulated 100 cents, when 100 completes, then he says our grace starts to follow. So first is the Rajipo, pleasing the Gnani, and then later on the grace of the Gnani starts happening for you. So now if the Krupa may increase or decrease, the grace may increase or decrease, but when it comes up to 100, it may increase, decrease, but when it comes to 100, as it when he come up to 100, then he says, then our compassion starts falling towards you, starts flowing towards you. Once you become the vehicle for the right vehicle for this compassion, then you shall never fall, no matter where you are in this world, no matter what you may do. The Gnani will not leave you. Our Karuna will be there, our compassion will be there for you. And so this is how the order of coming close to, and so he says, there are only about 3 or 4 or 1 or 2 such people who can attain such compassion of the Gnani. Most of them can go up to the level of the grace, but they cannot come to the level of the compassion of the Gnani and the special compassion of the Gnani, which never leaves. That is called Karuna, Karuna. Even if Dadashri may not chide you, may not become angry, or may not become upset with you, but when a person, a disciple, special merit karma unfolds, special merit karma, then he will thrash him verbally. But this is such a rare event, and it is entirely for the total benefit of the one who is being thrashed. And here the ladies will know, says Niruma. You know, they have a... He says... In other words, you can beat somebody with a stick, but you can, if you cover even if you tie a piece of cloth at the end of the stick, and then it's called jhapati, as it's like, you know, you hit it hard so that all the dust will go away. It's like a dust blower. When you hit it hard, you're hitting with the same force, but you're not getting the energy of the direct hard stick. But Dada would give such kind of thrashing force to the close disciple who is about to be graced to the level of compassion. And says Dada, she says, I would thrash such a person who is so close to me, so that I can really give him the ultimate energy towards liberation and the super work for the Kalyan of Dada. So this is the jhapatiyu, or called the real shaking with it, and like even a dusting off something, the surface. There was one brilliant scientist came to Dada Shri. Says he used to think a fat lot of himself. He came to Dada, and Dada Shri says, who are you? He says, I'm this way and this way, I'm such a... And he started blowing his own trumpet in front of Dada. Dada, she told him, you are a dufford, you are a total dummy, you are an absolute dummy. This guy just also, he says, how can you say this? He says, what do you mean? He says, you are a dufford, you are an absolute dummy, you are stupid, you are totally stupid. He says, nobody in my life has told me stupid, and you are saying stupid. And he says, he got shaken up. The next day, he says, Dada, next day he came and says, Dada, you are telling me this thing, you thrashing me with this word, cleared of all my ego, because until now I used to think a fat lot of myself, but now I can see it as it is. And then he became surrendered to Dada in a tremendous way. And so when somebody's great merit karma is about to unfold, the Gnani will thrash him with words, in a few words, and really get his work done. That is why Kavi says it. Now sing it. The one who has swallowed the insults of the Gnani and the thrashes of the Gnani is the graced one whose previous sins are being washed off by the Gnani. Nirumai is singing one of the beautiful lines of Kaviraj Navneet. And Niruma says, I have seen it directly live. Yes, we see all of this thing. We write about this fantastic grace of the great souls and the highly enlightened beings in the scriptures. But I have seen it directly. And we have seen it, how this human intellect, which has become so odd, is being shattered through the compassion and the ultimate grace of the Gnani Purush. And in day and night he would have only just this thing as the main bhavana unfolding within him, as the main intent unfolding in discharge in the Gnani, that how can the other human being rise up to this level of bliss and salvation? How can this human being move away from the serious difficulties of pain and misery that he is wandering in life after life? He would never, Dadashri would never tell anybody that you are doing this wrong, don't do this way, don't. He will never point out anybody's mistakes to anyone. But on a very rare occasion, when somebody's merit karma is about to explode in a positive manner, Dadashri would thrash him verbally. And Dadashri, Niruma says, very rarely in Dada would even tell us also. And then she would tell me that because you are staying with us as with all the time, morning and evening, if people find any kind of errors in your worldly interactions, they will all blame Dada. They're saying that this lady is staying with Dada from day and night for many, many years. Well, they won't blame you. They will say, what kind of a spiritual master does she have? So I need to kind of clear you off of your junk. Clear you off and get rid of your residual junk, Nirubhen. This is what Dadashri would tell. For those of you who are listening, if you get a chance, read the Dadavani, April Dadavani 2006. A beautiful one. It's available on Dadashri, or send it to dadashri.org, or send me an email. I'll send you a link. Beautiful interaction between Dadashri and Niruma. In 1987, after 20 years, Dada told me once, I was having very subtle junk in Samayik, which I was sharing with Dada, but I was able to see something, so I showed it to Dada. I shared it with Dada. Dadashri, Niruma was very frustrated with Nirubhen, this worldly self, that when will I get rid of this junk? There is so much junk coming out in a subtle way. And so I told Dada, what kind of junk is coming out? I said, I don't like this junk that's coming out. And says, you are so compassionate that you are trying to clear off people like me. Dada, if you are in my place and I'm in your place, then I would have thrown it all out in 2 minutes, says Niruma to Dada. And you are keeping up with this nonsense from Niruma for 20 years. What amazing grace, Dada. Dada started smiling and said, is that so? Now you understand, right? That's good enough. That's very good enough. That's good enough, he says. That's all. If you know just this much, it's enough. And yes, it was like that only. So Navneet Bhai, is that not like that? Niruma says, addressing some. Nobody knows what moksha is. Nobody. I never knew what Atma is. I did not know what Gnani is. I did not know any of this. But the Gnani was such an impressive presence in this world that anyone who saw Dadashri lost himself, became totally crazy in a nice manner. I mean, just simply forgot himself. And then later on, after he left, then in the last 14 months of our association with Dada, then he's put me on in heat treatment. He really started giving me the heat, what we call the heat, H-E-A-T treatment. And then he started telling me, you need to take off this subtle stuff that is within you, subtle junk that is within you. You need to handle this subtle junk that is coming out and be rid of it. And that is the compassion of the Gnani. This, without such compassion, it would not have happened. Without the compassion of the Gnani, further progress is impeded. Then how will we really proceed? So, because we are worth discarding, there is nothing, no spiritual stock here that is worth really attaining, or no worth really preserving, is there? So I was, says Niruma, thoroughly convinced that this was 100% true, that this I needed to be free by becoming free. So I was totally convinced that the only way to really get liberated is through Dada, Dada's Gnana and Dada's Five Agna. And in that there is no Purushartha of ours. It must be the effect of some past life, tremendous positive merit, karma, punyai, and can you imagine? Because when I finished medical school, I did not even have the concept. I hadn't heard of the word soul, atma, A-T-M-A. So everyone in this particular era is like nothing but over-ripened cucumbers, soft, of no use, and inability to really tolerate any kind of significant pain. And if there is the slightest heat treatment given in front of the Gnani, or a slight discomfort arising in front of the Gnani, they'll say, okay, bye, I'll be on my way. And they kind of forsake the Gnani. So, these are all nothing but spiritual babies like little babies in the spiritual path. These human beings, hey, you're not going to find such a seat, that you will not find a space near the Gnani. Even in the scriptures it has been said, he comes in the queue, and then he finally gets to come in front of the Gnani, and then he takes off. We recognize that this is such a rare seat, to be in front of the Gnani, to be in the vicinity of the Gnani, to come and ask anything to the Gnani, because this something or the other will happen. The intellect will creep in and will ask something or the other that will interfere, and so therefore it will start seeing something wrong with the Gnani. Hey, he has helped you 99%. Why are you focusing on the 1% that is being seen through you and not by anybody else? So then the Gnani comes in and with karuna, with compassion. He strokes you, he nurtures you, he holds you. Dada used to say, said Telt Neruma, Narse Dada Shri says, it is our own need. It is, we are taking you on the path of liberation and unto ultimate liberation because of our own need. You do not even have that need. You're like a little child. When a mother is pregnant and has delivered a baby, her breasts swell up. Do you think the child wants to suckle? It is the mother whose breasts are aching with the need to suckle the little one. So it is the other way around. In the same way, Niruma says, in the same way it is from our own need that we are wanting to take you to moksha. This is, he says, amne moksha le javanu dhavan chadyu che. He says, we have the same kind of serious energy bustling within our breasts, says Niruma, to take you to the ultimate liberation. He says, the Gnani adjusts to everybody, yes, he'll never know what kind of adjustments he's making from within as he deals with every human situation that comes in front of him. Dimple is constantly telling me, says Niruma, Sanjay and Dimple, we think that You see, we think we can adjust to Niruma, but then we later on realize that it is she who is actually adjusting to us all day. Because generally these are kids, you know, right in front of, and every small thing they are disadjusting. Of course not with us, but they are disadjusting with the other people. And so, especially Sanjay's cucumber is just like a soft, it's so soft. I have to really handle him in some, he's got so much energy within him. However, he is a very sensitive person, and so he flies off the handle, says Niruma of Sanjay, and they show the image of Sanjay, a young Aptaputra then, now a very mature one. And so 1987, Niruma Dada had told all of us in his final years of life. At that time, he had given the indication that, he says, up until now, we had held you like a cat would catch its little one through in its mouth, but from now on, you have to become like a monkey baby. So because we didn't recognize that he was giving some, you know how a little monkey baby holds on to dear life, to the mother's back. Up until now, I used to carry you in my mouth like a little kitten is carried by a cat. Now the situation has got to be reversed. So now it is, up until now, I used to be really paving the path for you to take you to the path of liberation, because we were in need to do so. But now the need for liberation must arise within you, because now, and Nirva says this was the indication that he had subtly given, so that he knew that he was leaving this world now. He says, no matter whether your body, mind and speech gets really eroded in this way or gets strained, it is really not the thought, speech and body that is strained that is the problem. It is the ego that gets so harassed and hassled. That is the problem. He says that sometimes, you know, we can see these ladies in the home, if the dhobi or the one who washes the clothes hasn't come, then they wash clothes themselves. If the maid hasn't come, then she cooks the food herself, does she not? So, you know, in the worldly matters, we do it for the body, then why should we not do it for our own ultimate salvation, for the ultimate final liberation? Why should we not preserve that, says Niruma? So if you try to preserve this body, if you do not let the body undergo some kind of strain, a mental, physical, and then how will you come to know that it is separate from you? How will you ever come to know that it is separate from you? So why don't you let it go? You see, if this body has to undergo certain strain and stresses, let it be. Do not try to protect it. Do not let the ego arise in its protection. Let it get strained so that it will remain separate from you. Somebody is asking a question, but we did not quite get it because there was a very nice occasion, says Niruma, in 1987, ultimately, and Dada was very sick at that time. Dada was very tender and very sick at that time, and he could hardly move, he could hardly speak, he would speak a few words only, and the satsang was closed at that time. People would come and just do darshan of the Dada in the morning and in the evening, and he might speak a few words to some only. Nanvizis were not happening. And so many people had gathered together and were waiting for the Gnanvidhi of Dadashri, and they were all yearning and pining and desiring to have the Gnan of Dadashri. And then they all wanted their husbands to, there was this lady wanted her husband to take Gnan. However, the gentleman said he just did not want to take it. And so one Gnanvidhi was arranged, and everything, all was set. And the husband was also, always came to take Gnan. Now, but something happened, but he came at the last minute. He did not have any prior preparation, obviously. And And having taken the Gnan, next day anyway, he did not come. But when he was, Dada would call everybody to come visit him. But on the post Gnan day, however, that day Dada was exceedingly tired, very tired, and he was resting. And so as Dada was resting, his door was closed, and this couple came. So the woman was sitting quietly. However, the guy was getting extremely restless. He says he waited for half an hour and then he took off. He left. As he left, and so as soon as he left, the Dada came to know that this man had left. And then as soon as we opened the door, the wife entered the door crying. Dada, she says, "What happened? Why are you crying? Why? You should be in a total state of bliss after post Gnan." He says, "What can I do? My husband came here, but he has taken off, he has gone away. What will happen to him now that he will lose his Gnan?" Dada, she says, "Don't worry about his Gnan. Why don't you preserve your Gnan first?" Says Dada to her. He says, and Dada did vidhi for her, quieten her down. And then Dada Shri made me write a little a note to her husband that please come. But the husband would not come. No, but only the lady would come for a while afterwards. He never came again. So one day, around 9:30 in the evening, the lady came to do the darshan of Dada. And it was an odd time, but and then she started asking, I told her, just see the face of Dada and please leave. Okay, so then she came inside, but as soon as she came inside, Dada asked her, "Why don't you call your husband?" She got a shock. And Dada, she is sitting in the car downstairs, but he doesn't want to come up. So then Niruma says, "Okay, you sit here with Dada, I'm going to go down and I'll call him." So Niruma says, no, she tells Niruma, don't go, he'll insult you, he's very stubborn. And so Niruma says, it doesn't matter, at least let me try, I'll just go down and talk to him. So Niruma went, Dada, she says, "What's happening?" So I told Dada, so Dada says, go get her. He told the lady to sit. So the lady says, no, I want to come. I want to come because he use bad words to you." So Niruma went and talked to him and says, "You might be surprised, but Dada knows that you're here. Dada is waiting for you." Immediately he stepped out of the car. He jumped out of the car and he went upstairs. And he went up to Dada. And we followed as he's entering the room with tremendous compassion. Dada tells him, "Oh, you are here. Oh, so good you are here." He says, "On that day you had left, I am very sorry. I really was very regretful that, oh, you just left me. We did not get to meet each other. You came all the way, but because I was not aware that you were waiting for me outside. But you see, but we are resting. But you should have at least given us a message. I would have let you come in. You should have come in. But it is my mistake," says Dada Shri. "Is it not? It's my mistake. It is not your mistake." And so the gentleman says, no, Dada, it's fine. No. "Yes, it is my mistake only," says Dada. "This has never happened before," says Dada. "But it has happened now. Please forgive me," Dada says to him. "Dada, no, please forgive me," says Dada. Dada says, "Please forgive me." He says, "Never, this is first time it is happening. Please forgive me." "Come here, bring your hands over and put your hands on my head, Dada," and says, Dada, "I forgive you." "Dada, I can't do that, Dada. I can't. No. Please. Says, "Come, do it once. Come, put your hands on my head and say that you forgive me." And Dada took his hands, put them on his head, and says, and just say, he was crying at that time. Everybody else were crying. Dada, she says, "You are saying that, but Dada, you, because you're saying it, I'm saying I forgive you, Dada. Dada. Then he sat down. Dada. Dada, he says, you know, Dada, I have never seen anything negative about you. It is whatever I have, it's because of this woman only that I am seeing negative. It is because of her that I was seeing negatively within you. Dada Shri Dikevi me. I talked a lot to him. Dada Shri says, I'm going to come to India in December. This happened in overseas, I believe in United States. And Dada Shri says, wherever I go, please make sure, promise me that you'll come. And then on the last day, he did come to Baroda to meet Dada. Just, and he had one vidhi with him. He had one of the last vidhi with Dada. And from then on, he became an absolute disciple of Dada. Beautiful story of the compassion of the Gnani. And there, somebody is looking for a microphone, or somebody wants to talk. So I think one of the chair must have fallen on plastic chairs. I hope you're not hurt, says Niruma to the gentleman. We can't see him. He says, So Niruma says, with the exception of the S capital self, it is not worth putting your hand, putting your support on anything in this that is worldly. So question, Niruma, question. I'm not supposed to see any mistakes of the Gnani, but my mistakes has seen your mistakes, Niruma. But they still simmer a little bit. What should I do? I believe that I have fallen from grace. Will you please grace me to and lift me up and not make me fall, Niruma? Dodi. This is the lady now who has seen. Niruma says, it's over now. Now the intellect is not showing you my mistakes. Then it's over. Why recall the history past? It is not needed. But I feel very guilty, Niruma. That why did I see Niruma in this way? It happened. It's over. It's history, says Niruma. I feel like I'm separated from you, Niruma. No, I don't think you're far from me. You're quite near. It is your intellect that is showing it. You throw it out of the window. It's the intellect only. We do not feel that that is the case. Where is the distance when the pure soul is concerned? And just get rid of all this junk. I just say that Niruma and I are one only. We are one and we are in oneness only. And then it will go away. When you keep on repeating Niruma and I are one, Niruma and I are in oneness, then it will go. If you are guilty, then be guilty with reference to your husband, because that's where you employ deceit, do you not? And so she comes to the feet of Niruma and she's touching Niruma's feet and doing a vidhi on the feet of Niruma. Niruma is doing the vidhi for her and silent vidhi for her. With Niruma, it was an individual one by one case where people would come in front and with their confession, then they would get to touch her feet and she would bless them. Niruma says, Jai Satchitanand, remain in the self as capital and do not be bothered by the non-self complex. This is the nature of this time and this intellect, that it will show you junk, but you, I capital, are supposed to ignore it. Niruma, you say, Niruma, I want to give you an example of your own compassion. For many long time, I used to feel like Niruma never used to look at me, and I used to feel openly depressed. And then you had called me from Ahmedabad, especially for a vidhi, that I was totally overwhelmed that, oh, she called me for a vidhi, and did a proactively called me. for something. Niruma says, this is not my compassion, this is the compassion of the Gnani only, Gnani Purush only. It is not say this is my compassion, otherwise then we will have problem. So do not try to make a distinction between the two. So now I know, whatever you tell me, whatever you say, it is good for me, Niruma. And then Niruma says, yes, that is fine. But just always say that this is Dada's. The question, is there a difference between compassion coming and compassion falling like rain? Yeah, Niruma says yes. Yeah, there is a lot of difference. When it rains, it pours, does it not? Ave means to come, means it is one has to give. When it is falling like the rain, there is no giver and there is no receiver. There is this ultimate, is it not? When that means the receiver has become that. The receiver has attained the ultimate. The receiver has come to the level of the highest grace and compassion. Somebody by the name of Chanchad asking a question. I have a lot of moha, illusory attraction to file 5. It is the little child of hers. What is file number 5? Let me see, says Niruma. Is it a daughter? Yes. So you are too attached to the daughter, and this is an old lady, probably in her late 60s, early 70s, and she says, I'm deeply attached to my daughter. So now the daughter gets... He says, when I try to show love to her, she keeps on telling me that, Mom, you will lose your path of moksha. He says, what about your husband? He says, no, that's gone, but I have a lot of moha, illusory attraction to my daughter. I want to be rid of it, but I cannot grasp it. Every day I'm constantly after her. My attachment for her is such that I cannot let go of her. What about you? Do you have the same kind of attachment for your mom? Asked Niruma to Dina Ben, the lady who has... And so, let's see what... She is crying. She says, yes. And she just stood up. What about your husband? Do you have more illusory attraction towards your mom or your mom? It's currently it is for both of them. Yes, I do have it for. Who do you have it more for? More for your husband or for your mom? Where are you? Are you more attracted? And this is first, it comes to the boys, the children, then mother, then husband. So Niruma says, see, now he tells the old mother, see, your number is 2, it's not even 1. But I cannot get rid of that attachment for my daughter, Niruma. Niruma says, it is just only moha only, is it not illusory attraction? Attachment. Why don't you keep on sending silent signals to the pure soul within her, saying that she is not mine, and just send the... But you know, you're constantly in the attachment mode rather than even invoking the pure soul in her, and therefore you're totally missing the gnan, are you not? You need to get rid of that. You'll have to send off the violent signals of pratikraman to the pure soul within her and say that she is not mine, dear pure soul. Let me see her. Grant me the energy to be free from this attachment. Even if when she asks, Mom, how are you doing? Mom, how are you doing? Are you okay? My attachment just blossoms. My love for her just goes in all different directions. Even if she just asks me, how are you doing, Mom? How are you doing, Mom? And so... Niruma says, this is nothing but a dependence, is it not? Because you see, you like her because you know that you are getting old, and so when you become ill, that she will be there for you. Now he is telling the daughter, don't go to your mother, kind of cool it a little bit and see. and just tell what if you keep on talking to her nicely, then it's not going to work, and stop crying. Come on, both of you, come here and do vidhi. Wave janiyo. And sisters, you have a child. To you also, you know, you have, so the mother and daughter come in front of Niruma to get special blessings. This is, the occasion is Parushan 2001, and the DVD is for seeing the two ladies now touch the feet of Niruma and make a very firm decision that I want to go to moksha only, and I want to be free from these illusory attachment. Just say Shuddhatma Chu, Shuddhatma Chu, Shuddhatma Chu, Shuddhatma Chu, Shuddhatma Chu, Shuddhatma Chu, Shuddhatma Chu. I'm pure soul, 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 pure soul, I'm pure soul, I'm pure soul.
Guys,
Jai Satchidana Niruma.
Now,
are you okay with your daughter-in-law? She says yes. He says, I am fine with my Bahu, which Bahu means daughter-in-law. Is she here? Everything is fine now, Niruma. So that's the end of the satsang. Jai Sachidan, Pujadipak Pai is in Rajkot. 2700 people entered the Akram Vignan yesterday. I took Gnan yesterday in the outdoors. It was a fabulous evening, just next to the full moon day, and with a light, subtle breeze flowing, a gorgeous Gnan Vidhi happened. Through our Gnani, current Gnani, Puja Deepak Pai Desai. He's coming over to do Vidhi for all of us. We are about 500 people sitting here in the main hall. They call it the Gigantic Hall. This is a gigantic hall. Gigantic hall just below the Tri Mandir in Simandir City. Everybody has had their morning satsang, and now we are waiting Puja Deepak Pai to come in and do the Vidhi. Vidhi meaning that which is absolutely worth doing, for sure worth doing, and that is the connection of the S capital self to the higher energies of the Gnanis and the Tirthankars of this universe. This is the Vidhi in which the enlightened ones get connected through this one simple mantra. The Gnani, the enlightened one, makes then the Sukshma or the subtlest connection with those that he has the higher connections with, namely the current Gnanis of Akram Vignan, those who are present in their subtle bodies, Puja Niruma, as well as Gnani Purush Dadashri, the original Gnani of Akram Vignan, and who through his medium is connecting with the current fully enlightened one, Lord Simandar. This commentary is being given to you because we are still waiting for the telephone connection by Puja Deepak Pai from in Rajkot, the number one, probably the premier city of Gujarat, even growing by leaps and bounds, beautiful. With very relatively clean roads compared to other cities in Gujarat, where the people are extremely receptive and full of bhakti, and where the land around is filled with beautiful hilltops where small temples and other larger temples are occupied by gods and goddesses in whom the people of the land have tremendous faith and deep devotion over a whole series of centuries. Okay, so Jai So this morning they were all going to go in a post Gnanvidhi's picnic in the Rajkot ground, someplace with Deepak Pai, someplace outside. But we're trying to seek him out so we can connect. And as you listen to these words, also visualize yourself if you have taken gnan from Pujyadipak Bhai, visualize yourself placing your forehead on his big toe as you accept everything that our current gnan is all about, as you accept all his knowledge and grace. And Atma Chum Shuddhatma 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 Shuddhatma Chum 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 Shuddhatma Chum